Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are taking the show on the road as we always do. We're really looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I have great shows ahead. I put a lot of effort into some good guests here. We're going to be at Beaumont on Thursday in Catonsville. We're going to be at Cooper's North next Wednesday, the 23rd, in Mace Chapel, Timonium. And then on the 30th at Coco's Pub. I'm wearing my Coco shirt here. All are brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have a handful of Magic 8 balls left. I do not have any monopolies, but I will have the Back to the Futures coming my way. I got to stop and see Roz before I do that. This guy, Back to the Future, Back to the Past. I mean, we're playing the Cincinnati Reds this weekend. Though for old guys like me, we still play the Pittsburgh Pirates and these National League teams. Seth Elkin is here. He is our resident Pittsburghonian of the Maryland Lottery. He is communicating all things communication, including home run riches, including the beginning of a baseball season. That, you know what? Usually a guy like you, when you're from Pittsburgh like this, you don't want to talk baseball with me. You wait till like Steelers season or Penguins Capitals or whatever. The way the Orioles are playing right now, I want to talk about home run riches with you and other things. I do not want to talk about Orioles baseball with you right now, Seth. It's not going well here right now. We're not hitting enough. It's not. I thought John was out running trying to pay everybody. We haven't hit enough grand slams to run John ragged like that.
Well, nothing at all is going well in Pittsburgh sports, so we're even on that front. But yeah, we got some really good home run riches information to pass along. Just some really good winner information in general in the past week. The headline for you is that if you wanted to be a big Maryland Lottery winner last week, the grocery store was the place to be. Three different grocery stores that sold big tickets, and actually home run riches is part of the story here. We had the new home run riches ticket for this year, home run riches walk-off winnings, which is connected with the contestant of the game promotion that launched in March. But we still had last year's home run riches ticket, home run riches bases loaded, which was still out there on sale because it had a progressive jackpot that had been growing.
I try to explain to people. I was at Costas the other day. People aren't downloading the app. They're not scanning the ticket. You got to do that. And that's how you really win big. And then Doug calls and you don't believe him when he calls you and says, "Hey, you're a contestant. You won money." I got with some, because Costas, people played a lottery at Costas. I was there last Friday doing the show, and I was handed tickets. And I hand tickets, people already got a stack in front of them. They bought, they're playing Keno. They love the games, And I said, "You're all playing." They're like, no. And the other one's like, "Yeah, every all the time. That's the only way you really win the big prizes." So some people know, and then some people don't know. But these progressives, this would have been a hard thing to know during the offseason, right?
Yeah, it may be out of sight, out of mind a little bit because baseball wasn't in progress. And of course, the contestant of the game promotion ends after the end of August when we draw that last set of winners for the September games. But that progressive jackpot from last year had been building, and somebody walked into the Harvest Fair store in Fallston on April 9th and won themselves a jackpot of $136,000. $810. And with that, last year's home run riches ticket was closed. And that that winner actually was in to claim the prize wearing a Gunnar Henderson jersey, which we love to see.
Black, white, or orange, I have to ask.
It was an orange Gunnar Henderson jersey, posed for a photo, hiding his face behind the oversized check. So an anonymous winner, but obviously very happy about that. And now
I'm partial to the gray where it says Baltimore across the front, because that's, that's a 66, or, going back to, that's my favorite.
That's an old school look. I like it too.
Yeah,
I get too. But a very eye-catching photo in the orange Gunnar Henderson jersey and an eye-catching prize. But that was the first of a few. First of all, so the next night on Thursday, April 10th, the multi-match drawing that night gave us another jackpot winner of $870,000. Was the annuity value. The cash value is estimated at $510,000. And that ticket was sold again at a grocery store. It was the Martin store in Hagerstown. So again, you're out grocery shopping, you're loading up your fridge, and you're loading up your wallet a little bit here too. So we're still waiting for the winner of that prize from Hagerstown to come on in and claim. But
that's going to make a nice year. 500,000 in cash, right? I like that.
An exciting win on that. Multi-match is always an exciting game.
Explain multi-match to everybody what that game is.
Seth, I was about to. That is our in-state jackpot game. So when people talk about jackpot games, they often talk about Mega Millions and Powerball. Those two are sold all over the country. But multi-match is only available here in Maryland. So the jackpot starts at $500,000 annuity value and rises with each drawing until a jackpot winning ticket is sold. And we, of course, had that one on April the 10th in Hagerstown. Now, for each $2 multi-match ticket that you buy, you get three lines of numbers, three rows of numbers from a range of 1 to 43. And we draw six winning numbers from 1 to 43. You match all six on any single line of your ticket, and you win that jackpot. So that $2 multi-match ticket is giving you three chances at hitting that jackpot because you have three separate lines. And then you can use numbers from multiple lines to match the winning numbers to win smaller prize amounts as well. So multiple ways to win on that ticket, multiple ways to hit the jackpot because you get three shots at it for each $2 ticket, which I think is kind of cool. And we certainly like that game as our in-state jackpot game. It's been around a long time and a favorite for some of our longtime lottery players. But that was just the second of the big wins and not the biggest one of the week.
You're giving too much money away.
The next morning, Friday, April the 11th, when we came into the office, we greeted a winner of a $5 million scratch-off prize on the $50 ticket. $5 million cash.
See, this is the thing. It's a $50 scratch off, which is, you know, I mean, we all go to casinos. We all know odds if we play the games and whatnot, saying, you know, I give away $2 tickets in general. That's what Roz gives me. Sometimes I see people win $10, $50, $100 on these. You can win $8,000, $10,000. There's big numbers, but there's a point where people are buying $50 tickets. There really is a $5 million scratch off price. Because you don't think of scratch offs in that way if you're an old schooler like me. You think more like small incremental prizes, nothing like jackpot kind of money. And the games have evolved to play this way so you can have a $5 million scratch off winner.
Yep, and that is the biggest scratch-off prize we've got, $5 million on the $50 tickets. That one launched in early 2024 with four of those $5 million prizes. Now, two of them remain unclaimed at this point. We don't know whether someone's bought them and they're holding on to them and waiting to cash them at some point.
They're scratch-offs. Could they be misplaced? I mean, John told me the story last week about that. Was it a couch or something like that? Somebody that was in the Christmas paper or something like that?
It was a $50,000 winner that somebody had lost between the couch cushions at holiday time, and it reappeared while they were moving some furniture around. So
I
you
almost
never know,
don't want to believe this, but I know. I mean, I find rando 20 sometimes in old jackets. You know what I mean? Finding money's the best, isn't it?
Well, this winner found a $5 million prize waiting again at a grocery store. We're
Go
three
ahead.
For three on grocery stores at the Safeway on Harford Road in Baltimore. So,
I know that Safeway. It's right. It's a block away from Coco's. I was in that Safeway a couple weeks ago. Where was my ticket?
I don't know. You just were unlucky that day, I guess. I don't
know. That was a $50 scratch for $5 million? No.
For $5 million, she was the story was she was home from work, not feeling too well. She decided to make a run to the store to get a couple things she needed.
That makes her feel better.
Cashed another winning ticket while she was there and said, "All right, while I'm here and I just cashed this ticket, let me buy one of these $50 $5 million cash tickets." And lo and behold, there it was, $5 million. So
right there in Lauraville, huh? Right by Zeke's Coffee. All right. Well, you know, you can't get any more Baltimore than that. I mean, that is Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Positive.
So we love to see that. We love to, you know, you never know from one day to the next. And we came in here that Friday morning, ready to write up and publicize that multi-match win from the night before. We wanted to make sure we got the word out, talk to everybody, all the media outlets in Hagerstown, and make sure they spread the word out there to get the word out. And that's kind of the big thing that we're focused on anytime there's a big win like that. And we're in the middle of that, and whoops, here we go. We got a $5 million scratch-off winner in the waiting room. So
you got to go chase these winners down. Like when somebody wins in Hagerstown, you're like, oh, we don't have the scratch-off. We got to like get the word out that it was sold there, right? So at least people don't throw it away or check or look. Do what my wife does. She buys the tickets, puts them in the car, whatever, and then like Monday morning maybe goes and looks for it or whatever. And she's always disappointed. She's like, well, Mega Millions, the winner was from California, winner was from Texas, you know, whatever, of some other state. We have news on Mega Millions too, because this is brand new. And I see how this kind of works, right? The ticket price has changed a little bit and the cost of entry has changed, but it's like already over $100 million within a week, right?
Yeah, the jackpot starts to ratchet up as a function of the sales of the
math,
ticket.
right? Yeah.
The sales of the ticket. So there is a portion of the sale price of every ticket in a jackpot game. That's just how Mega Millions works. It's how Powerball works. It's also how Multi-Match works. A portion of that ticket sale price goes to pay the jackpot prize when someone hits it. So you got more money going in because the Mega Millions ticket price did go up, but also you have more money going into the prizes in general, because all of the prize amounts increased. The minimum prize on Mega Millions used to be $2. The ticket was $2 to play, but you also could end up winning $2. So you might break even. Well, there's no more break even prize in Mega Millions in the new format that launched at the beginning of this month. So now the minimum prize you're going to win on any winning Mega Millions ticket is going to be $10. It's always going to be at least twice that $5 cost to play. So that is another function of what's going on with that game. And the starting jackpot amount, when the jackpot does get hit, will reset to $50 million, up from the $20 million that it was at. And actually, the odds of hitting the jackpot got a little bit better, because the mega ball number used to be drawn from a range of 1 to 25. It's now drawn from a range of 1 to 24. So there are fewer numbers in the pot to draw the number from. And that reduced the total number of combinations that are possible in Mega Millions by about 30 million, I believe. It's now down to 1 in 290 million. It was 1 in 302 million before. So still very, very long odds. We don't want to confuse anybody on that. The odds of hitting the jackpot are very, very long. They're not quite as long as what they are in Powerball now. They're actually a little bit better than Powerball, but very long odds to hit the jackpot. But the overall odds of winning any prize improved a little bit because we reduced the range of numbers in the game in the Mega Ball. So lots of changes, lots of things for people to process. And you can go to mdlottery.com and get all the details. There is a very full set of frequently asked questions and answers that can go through all of the possibilities there. And you can take a look at the prize structure chart and see how it all works.
Our pal Seth Elkin is here communicating on behalf of the Maryland Lottery. Sometimes we get together, talk sports, and, you know, I was hoping we could talk Cleveland Guardians with John Barber. We got the Ohio thing going on with the Reds this weekend. You know, we did a little home run riches. I want to have a look, because you were going through all this math of Mega Millions and the probability and 290 and 302 and like all that. And it reminded me a little bit of like when Ben Stein's money, where you're almost like a math teacher, you know, when you're trying to explain this. And, you know, you have a scratch off coming, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's plastered all over the website. I'm going to have these this week. Back to the Future. I had Back to School last week. I guess I just referenced Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Maybe I just gave you another 80s movie there.
Okay, you're on a roll week. Now.
Yeah, I'm on a roll. And I have been doing the DeLorean. You're in the middle of a fun little, we had our Monopoly fun and our Pac-Man fun last year. And I didn't really get the, was it the Lord of the Rings or whatever, what was last
Game
year?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I don't know either one of them. I don't know one from the other. But I do know Back to the Future. I don't remember the plots of 1, 2, and 3 because, you know, they all kind of run together when you see them all. But
it really hits home. Anybody that's a child of the 80s, grew up in the 80s like we did. And for that matter, anybody that remembers the 50s, because they go back in time to 1955. Which is one of the prize amounts in the second chance contest that's attached to the Back to the Future ticket. So the Back to the Future $2 ticket that's on sale now, top prize on that ticket is $10,000, and other instant prizes are available. But any non-winning Back to the Future ticket, you can enter into My Lottery Rewards. And the first drawing in the Back to the Future second chance contest is coming up on April 22nd. So you've got through April 21st to get entered. Cash prizes that all correspond to numbers from the film series. So we're going to give away two cash prizes of $1,955, because as we said, that's the year Marty McFly travels back to in Back to the Future. We're going to give away one cash prize of $2,015 in Back to the Future Part 2. That's the year they go to in the future. And then one cash prize of 2025 to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first Back to the Future film. So that is the first drawing that's coming up on April 22nd. There are another four drawings after that, so plenty of time still to get in on that. And lots of time here over the spring and summer to reminisce about the Back to the Future films, which are a favorite, I think, of a lot of people. So
I can't be this old that it's been 40 years since Back to the Future, right?
It's hard to believe for me, too. Yeah, I have a tough time believing it. But you remember going to see that film in the theater? Because I did.
Absolutely. I went to Golden Ring Mall.
Yep.
Yeah. Golden Ring had theaters in every corner. It had like it started with 6 and then it was 8 and then it was 12. And they you had to figure out whether you always went in the wrong end of the mall and you're always a few minutes late and then you ran in and there was always trailers anyway. You never missed the beginning of the movie. So I thinking about going to the movies this weekend, I got some ideas. Seth Elkin is here. The Orioles are playing so bad they're making me it's like a bad movie at this point. We need to run John Martin ragged with home runs. Even as a Pirates guy, you would agree with this, Seth, right? Like the Orioles need to hit the ball better and hit more home runs.
Well, they moved that wall in, and Mountcastle got one the other day, didn't he?
Finally,
So
yes. Yeah, we got to get Gunnar Henderson. We got to get Adley Rutschman. We got to get Jordan Westman. All right. Luke and I are doing baseball. Luke and I are doing football. The draft is next week. I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our partners at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have the Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs, and I will have some Back to the Futures as well. We're going to be at Coco's Pub on the 30th. We're going to be at Cooper's North on the 23rd. And this week on the Thursday, we're going to be at the Beaumont. I'm really looking forward to this Beaumont show. I've put together some interesting mix of football, rock and roll, basketball, and politics and money and tariffs and taxes and education. So it's a whole litany of things, exactly what we like to do here at Baltimore Positive.